Welcome to the Sunday Morning Meeting Podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Brian Ward.
Wow, it's tremendous, you know, when God moves into new seasons and, for us to lay down something like Lamp Blue House as a church and to really get established what God is already doing in Scarborough is fantastic news. And I just thank God for the richness that we've that all those that have been involved in Lamp Blue has received, that we take it elsewhere and that we can then be a difference and make a big difference where he's planted us here in Scarborough. So it's just, I really thank God for that season that we've had at Lamp Blue House. Well, what a morning so far. Are we well? Are we all well?
Yeah.
That's good. Is maybe for the last 4, 5, 6 weeks we've been looking at Romans 1, and it's so really it's a real message that God's been speaking to the church, particularly Romans 1:16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Or the good news about Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes, the Jew first and then the Gentile. And this good news tells us how God makes us right in his sight. This is accomplished from the start to the finish by faith. As the scriptures say, it is through faith that a righteous person has life. And I really want to establish about the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and faith, and what else is linked into that. And God was really speaking to me over the weekend and over the last few days about his love, something that we've been singing about this morning. And if we look at within that love, you know, it's not just the relationship between God and me personally, but it's about his church. It's about each of us that belongs to Jesus Christ. It's about those that don't belong to Jesus Christ. It's about God's love as well. And when God's building his church, he's building a team to go forward. And each of us are important parts of that, the body, if you like. We're the bride of Christ, we're the body of Christ, we're the church. And it's not a place or a building that we go to, but it's talking about a relationship between God and his people, of what he's building in and around the nation and throughout the world. And it's all done because of he's wanting to reach out. He's wanting to have that same relationship that he had with Adam and Eve that he wants now with every person that he's created, man, woman, child, you know, of every nation and every creed, that he wants that relationship back with himself again. And yet the devil wants to try and blind us and deceive us and close our ears and close our eyes. But who knows that Jesus has already won the victory whilst he was upon the cross, that during those 3 hours of darkness, that he overcame Satan, that he's now under our feet, as he's under the feet of Jesus Christ. And so it is with that in mind. You know, talking about team, we're at the Senior Leaders Conference down in Horsham last week, and Andy Elms, those that know Andy Elms, he runs a church down in Portsmouth. He spoke at Faith Camp last year, and he came to speak there, and he was talking about the body and how he had a church of 2,000, I think it was, that he decided to shut down because God was speaking to him. Because what God was saying to him was, what is happening with your church? And he says, oh, it's fantastic, you know, I've got this church of 2,000 people. He says, but what are they doing? Are they just making the chairs warm? Are they coming to be entertained? Or would they, like the football team in Portsmouth, walk some 10, 15 miles, 20 miles to go to a match, would they do that about your church? And so what God was saying to him was, I want you to shut down this church of 2,000 and I want you to plant out congregations around Portsmouth and start growing from small cell groups. And the way Andy Elms put it was that he went from a Tesco Superstore to Tesco Expresses within Portsmouth. And the difference that has made now. And he was saying to the church, he was saying to God, well, how am I going to put this to the church? But the church were waiting for that to happen. So he said, well, we've been waiting for you, Andy, you know, what to do next. But that is a vision that God had given him. And so it's about a team. You know, it's not about coming to make the seats warm on a Sunday morning, but it's about living our life for Jesus Christ. It's about the difference we're making in our community. It's not about the numbers that we're getting in, but it's about once we're part of the family of God, is what difference are we making out there in our mission field? And that mission field for you and for me might be different. For Kingdom Faith Church, it's about Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Kingdom Faith Yorkshire, it's about, you know, a region. For me personally, it might be my workplace. For me personally, it might be my neighbours. And so it's, as God builds this team up, Andy Elms, he made a point about, I think it's a scripture in Deuteronomy. And I think it says that one will put 1,000 to flight, but two will put 10,000 to flight. Okay. So the difference of being single, you know, we need church. We need to be part of the body. Yeah. That's God's, you know, that's his blueprint from day one, his relationship. That out of man came woman. Before woman came out of man, woman was within man. You know, there was two, but God brought woman out of man. So there was a partnership there. So that one man can do more than just cast 1,000 to flight. That two can cast 10,000 to flight. So it doesn't just double. God's added another 8,000 to it. And so then as we work together in unity, as unity together, as God starts building his church, it's one DNA, but there's many varieties. There's one company called Walkers, but there's many varieties of crisps, salt and vinegar, cheese and onion. So there's one church, there's one DNA, there's God's church nation worldwide. But there's lots of different varieties of that church. But then as we start to work together within your regions, as we work together with St. Mary's, with the Scarborough Christian Fellowship, with the Baptist churches, with the Methodist churches, because ministers of a like mind here in Scarborough, that they want to see the community affected and changed for Jesus Christ. And for his love to be expressed within the community. What we find then is God commands blessings. And we see blessings within our town. Working with the council. Working with the police. And so we get that favour of God. Where we're working and how we're working together. And one church can't just do it on its own. One variety can't sort of add all the flavours of everything else. So in Luke chapter 5, I think it is, or 6, and that's where it calls about the fishermen going out and the nets are getting full, but they call the other boats in. Because it's one church, it's one DNA, but there's lots of varieties. And when I looked in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it talks about the spiritual gifts, it talks about the gifts, what the Holy Spirit gives us. Not the fruit of the Spirit I'm talking about here. I'm talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And it talks about some being teachers. Yeah. It talks about some being apostles and prophets. Some that do miracles. Some that do the gift of healing. Some that help others. Those who can get others to work together. Those who speak unknown languages. And so we all have different giftings. And that's important as a team, that's important as a body, as we look in a minute, he talks about the body coming together. Andy Elms talked about Mr. Potato Head, for all those that remember making Mr. Potato Head when you're young at school, and I don't know if they still do it today, they probably do. But he showed him Mr. Potato Head and his ear was back here and his eye was there and his nose was up here. But he says when it's together, when it's conformed together, you know, when it's working together and all the parts of the body are working together and in the right place, and then that's where the power of God works. And that's where we start to bless each other and encourage each other. And that's where we start to build up one another. And that's to say, yeah, come on, let's go together. Because you're important and you're important and you're important and you're important. And it doesn't matter if you're late for church, it does, because you're important and God wants you to be there. And as we bring those gifts together in the church, we then start working as a team. And then that's where you can start to can allow 10,000 to be scattered. And the one person can't do everything. I think the church has learned that throughout the different denominations, where people just get burnt out of trying to run a whole church on their own. We need the body. We need the parts. It's scriptural. It's in the Bible. And this is a life book, you know, this is our book of life. This is how we are meant to live for God. This is how we're meant to live for Jesus. So we need the worship team. It's no good me going up there and ticking on the ivories because, you know, I can't play anything. But I might be one that can bring an encouragement word to you. I might be able to play Peace Putting Out on the recorder, but that's about my limit. So I'll leave that to those who are gifted in that area. And that's how the body comes together. I've worked with young children. I've worked with youth. But God moves you into new seasons and into new places where you can. He establishes your strengths. And sometimes we need to go to God and say, well, hang on a minute, God, what's my weaknesses? What shouldn't I be doing? Let somebody else take that place. Let's raise up that person there because they're strong in administration. And so that's where the team comes together because we look at each other's strengths. We work on the strengths of each other that we're not all trying to do everything for one person, but that the body comes together. The host team, the children's workers, the worship team, the sound engineers, the hub team. It goes on and on and on, the administrators. And that's the joy of the Lord. You know, that's a joy that comes together. And so in 1 Corinthians 12 it says, is everyone an apostle? Of course not. Is everyone a prophet? No. Are all teachers? Does everyone have the power to do miracles? Does everyone have the gift of healing? Of course not. Yes, we can work in those areas. But is that my main strength? God can. If I say, God, just use me in this area, yes, he'll use me. I've seen people healed through me by God. I'm sure many of you have, because it's God that does it. But there's certain strengths, there's a strength to each of us that others don't have within the body. Does God give all of us the ability to speak in unknown languages? Can everyone interpret unknown languages? No. And in any event, you should desire the most helpful gifts. And it goes on to say, first, however, let me tell you about something else that is better than any of them. And it goes into 1 Corinthians 13. And I'm sure that many of us know about that chapter of love. If I could speak in language in heaven on earth but didn't love others, I would only be making meaningless noise like a loud gong or a clanging cymbal. Is God asking us this morning if there's any clanging cymbals in here today? If I had the gift of prophecy and if I knew all the mysteries of the future and knew everything about everything but didn't have love others, what good would I be? And if I had the gift of faith so that I could speak to mountains and make it move without love, I would be no good to anybody. If I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I don't love others, I'll be of no value whatsoever. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. Love does not demand its own way. Love is not irritable and it keeps no record of when it has been wronged. It is never glad about injustice but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up. It never loses faith. It's always hopeful. It endures through any circumstances. It endures from the move of Lamplugh House to Scarborough. It endures the move as we establish a beachhead here in Scarborough. It's all about the love of Christ. It says without the love, we are just like a clanging cymbal. It's like this. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child does. But when I grow up, I put away childish things. Do we need to grow up, church? Do we need to grow up? Now we see things imperfectly as in the poor mirror, but then we all see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know is partial and incomplete, but then I will know everything completely just as God knows me now. There are three things that will endure: faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. Yes, we need faith. Of course we do. That's how we come to have that relationship with Jesus Christ. But it talks about this love of God, this love that took Jesus Christ to the cross, this love that was in God's heart that sent his only begotten Son into the world, that he should die for you and that he should die for me upon that cross, for our sins.
It's the love that made Jesus endure the cross, that he went to the cross, that he wanted to do the Father's will. And the love comes out of a relationship between me and my Father. It's a love that I don't want to be thinking about speaking against anybody. It's a love that cancels out gossip. It's a love that cancels out arguments. It's a love that builds me up. It's a love I want to build my brother and sister up in. It's a love that needs to be encouraged. In John chapter 13, verse 34, it says, So now I'm giving you a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. It proves to the world that we are the disciples of Jesus Christ. We're talking about loving one another. God goes on within the word. He teaches us about not just loving one another, but it talks about loving your enemies. First of all, it talks about loving God with all our hearts, with all our mind, and with all our strength. He brings in a new commandment and he says, love one another. Love one another. Don't gossip about each other. Love one another. Build each other up. Come to encourage one another on a Sunday. Come to encourage one another in your life teams. Come to encourage one another. And then we could take that love out. And it's that love. It's that love that the outside world sees. That knows that you are the disciples of Jesus Christ. Do you understand God's love? I don't understand God's love, but I accept God's love. I accept it because he says he loves me because I am his chosen one. He loves me because he says, I have chosen you before the foundations of the earth. He loves me because he knew me before I was even in my mother's womb. He loves you. The reason he loves us is because we are his creation and he wants that relationship with us. Such a close relationship. We need to be getting into the word. The only way I can make my relationship close with God is by reading more about him. It's by seeing the characteristics of Jesus Christ as loving Son. Let's not get confused about... The gospel of Jesus Christ is important. We need to be telling the good news. But it's not just about words. It's about how I live my life. It's about how we live our lives in our community. That they will know, the outside world will know you are his disciples because of the love. And we're a work in progress. We're a work in progress. You know, it's a journey. We're on a journey together. You know, whether you, individually you're on a journey with God. But take every opportunity to get to know him, to get to know him as a father, to get to know Jesus as a son and a savior and as a co-heir, to get to know him who was willing to go to the cross at Calvary and lay down his life for you, but was able to take his life back up again because of the power of the Holy Spirit. The same power that is in each of us that is able to take us out. We talk about a love that comes down through heaven and into us. It is Christ in me. Love is not a word. It is a person of Jesus Christ. And so the love, although it refreshes me, although I know I'm loved by God, and I know who I am in Christ Jesus, it's that love that then is able to flow out of me to those people that are walking down the street, or to my neighbours, or to you. To one another. If we can't have love for one another, how are we going to have love for those out there? I thank God for the love that's in this church. I thank God for the love that is demonstrated by the servant hearts of each person that's involved in this church. Don't come to be part of Kingdom Faith Yorkshire unless you want to get your feet dirty and your hands calloused up. That's true, isn't it? Jesus wasn't just walking about in the days of Nazareth, in his day when he's upon this earth, just, I'll wash my hands in fairy liquid because I'll keep them nice and soft. He was a carpenter by trade. He was working with wood. He dirtied his feet as he was going through and walking for miles and miles from town to town. There's a commitment that comes from ourselves. I think it's just. Why shouldn't we do the work that Jesus has for us? For what he's done for us. Because he first loved us. Even while we were still yet sinners. And I thank God for the dirty feet and the calloused hands of this church that go out and they work the hours and they come and clean in this building. And they go out and they start talking to their friends. And they go out on, whether it's community angels or street angels, or whether it's part of the little builders, or whether it's whatever part, whether it's the host team, whether it's the Meeples Club, whatever it is that we're doing, whether it's working in the hub. We're there to encourage one another. We're there to build each other up. We're there to say, come on. Come on, let's go a little bit further. Yes, life's a bit hard at the moment. But come on, we've got the love of Jesus. The love that overcomes fear. The love that overcomes everything. The love of a God. The love of a Father that's in me. That I can love others. That you can love others. It keeps no record of wrongs. It doesn't gossip. It doesn't get involved in the things of the world. We're set apart. We're set apart. We're set apart. Let's just finish in John 21. You know, love is such a big subject in the Bible. There's so much that we can talk about, but it's just getting really, it's just knowing why we are loved. Why the God the Father has loved us. Why that love comes through us. And why do we love one another? It's because it's all through relationship. It's not through trying to get things done. It's not talking about putting bums on seats, if you like. I'm not there as a salesman. I don't go out to sell Jesus. People aren't a commodity. They're not a car, for crying out loud. They're God's creation. I might be an advertising board, but I'm not a salesman. I might want to advertise Jesus Christ through my life, through your lives, of how we live, how we direct ourselves between our relationship with such a Father and such a Saviour. And it's through that relationship that we have that the world will see that you are his disciples. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. John chapter 21, verse 15. It says, after breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, Peter replied, you know I love you. Then feed my lambs, Jesus told him. Jesus repeated the question, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Yes, Lord, Peter said, you know I love you. Then take care of my sheep. Jesus said once more, he asked him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved that Jesus asked a question a third time. He said, Lord, you know everything. You know I love you. Jesus said, then feed my sheep. The truth is, when you were young, you were able to do as you liked and go wherever you wanted to. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and others will direct you and take you where you don't want to go. Jesus said this to let him know what kind of death he would die to glorify God. Then Jesus told him, follow me. The three types of love that God is talking about to Simon Peter is that the first two is this agape love. If you like, it's a selfless love. It's a love of action. It's a love of doing. It's a love that took Jesus to the cross for you and for me and for the world. The third love that he talks about, or the third time he mentions the word love, is this filial love, an affection, if you like. Actually, Peter, do you actually love me? Are you for me?
And maybe God is questioning us today. Maybe the question he's got for his church today, for you and for I, is put our name in front of Peter's. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you really love me? Do you really love me, Brian?
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you so loved the world, you sent your only begotten Son. That whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal, everlasting life. Father, we thank you for Jesus, your Son. We thank you, Jesus, for a love that took you to that cross at Calvary, where you demonstrated that love for us, that you laid down your life even whilst we were still yet sinners, that we might be set free, that we are a new creation in Christ Jesus for those who say yes to Jesus Christ. Those who believe in their hearts and confess with their mouths that Jesus is my Lord. Then let our words not be empty. Let our words not be empty, but let our words be full of life. Let our words from this day forward be an encouragement to one another. Let us pour out our love for each other. Let us build each other up. Let us exalt one another. That out there, they may see that we are the disciples of Jesus Christ. That their lives might be changed. That they may come into the family of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.